One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I was reading the part where you talk about how you got your first TV spot.
Yes.
You're in Toronto, and then you're just watching TV.
And Caroline's Comedy Hour comes on.
And at the time, that they did like a premium blend kind of thing.
Yes,
where it's like,
right.
You know, we have like a showcase with stand-ups.
Right. They'd have some kind of semi-famous, famous comedian host.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then, I was like, I'm gonna get on that show,
yeah.
Right? And everyone's like, okay,
right. Just in some fucking shitty apartment.
Right, I'm gonna get on that show.
Yeah.
You guys watch.
Yeah.
So the next day, I think it might have been the next day. It was very soon after I had this, like, and I just called for the number for Caroline's Comedy Hour.
Over the phone.
Yeah, landline.
You call the operator
yeah. And you go, hey, I need a number. And like, yeah. Where is it? You're like, in New York. And they're like, let me see if I can find that for you.
Yeah.
It's like a different time.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I got to Caroline's Comedy Club. They you know,
literally the box office of Caroline's.
And yeah. I go, who books the show? And they're like, what are you talking about? I go, I need to know who books the TV show. It took a long time because this person was just like...
Yeah, it's some asshole who's selling tickets.
They're like, what?
Yeah.
I go, do you do Caroline's the TV show there? She goes, yeah. Maybe it was a guy. I don't remember.
Yeah.
And then they go, okay, finally they put me through to this guy. Who booked Caroline's the TV show? He worked there. He also booked the club. Okay? He's just like in his office.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, finally. Like, I don't think it's weird
at all. No, you don't understand that this is insane.
No, I'm like, why did it take so long? So I'm like, hey, hi, blah, blah, blah. I go, I'm a comedian and I want to do the show. And he was like, kind of taken aback. But then he was like, I remember he asked me if I was cute.
Hell yeah. Now we're
talking. I go, I don't have a full length mirror, but I think so.
Yeah.
And I was like being kind of funny.
Right.
And then he was kind of laughing. And then I had my notebook out. I was ready. Okay. Like, that's how bizarre my brain worked back then, that I was like, they're probably going to ask me to do something.
Yeah, yeah. They're going to ask me to do
jokes. They're not going
to
just put me on the show without hearing it. And so then he said, I have workmen in my office fixing my ceiling right now. I'm going to put you on speaker. And if you can make them laugh, I'll give you the show. I was like, got it.
Yeah.
Ready.
Yeah.
So then I just start doing material. I hear some laughs. I start doing a little crowd work with the workers,
you know. You're doing crowd work over in Canada, long distance.
Right. And then he gets up back on the phone. He's laughing. He's like, okay, that was great. He goes, well, how do you have a manager? Like,
I remember. So this is, I'm reading this and I'm furious, right? And when you bomb, I'm like, fuck yes.
You fucking...
Fuck her.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm so happy.
Okay, but the night before I got there, and I went to meet him. First of all, he was very happy to see me.
Yeah.
I guess you couldn't
cute.
Just Google, like, what does this person actually
look like?
Thank
God. Yeah. Someone I can sexually harass.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was like, okay.
Yeah.
But then, so we sat with him while he was auditioning other comedians, and Jim Gaffigan went on.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, he's amazing.
Yeah.
And he was like, I don't think he's ready. I go, put him on the show. I go, I'm not doing the show if he's not on the show.
Hilarious.
Put him on the show.
Now you're making demands.
Now I'm making demands. I really thought it was so funny.
A day before you're about to just bomb.
I don't know that yet.
Did
though.
It ever air? Did it air?
Oh, yeah.
It did.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
So then I had to get my hair and makeup done. The day of the show was very, very nervous. More nervous than I'd been for anything.
Yeah.
I started to see the audience and I was like, this is so embarrassing to say, but I was like, these people looked harder than Canadians.
These New Yorkers.
Yeah, suddenly I was like,
what the hell is that? A Puerto Rican? First time you ever seen a Puerto Rican in your life?
Probably the first time I saw a Puerto Rican. Yeah, they're carrying like, you know, shopping bags that have seen better days and stuff. You know those like TV audiences?
Absolutely. Oh, that's the other thing. A TV audience is just like people that need somewhere to be for three hours.
Yes. And then I went on, did bombed.
Yeah.
I couldn't make my mouth work. Like, it was like bad. It was like afterwards, after it was all done, like I thought I was done. I was in the bathroom. I was crying. You know, Caroline's in the bathroom.
Yeah. Oh, that little green room bathroom?
Yes,
brutal.
Somebody's pounding on it like, we need you back. We need you back. Basically, you had to stand on stage and
So after you've been crying.
Yes.
So you've all the mascara has run off.
They make you go like, Or whatever. So that when they go, and tonight it's Bonnie McFarlane, and there's a pic, you know.
That's like the
intro.
There's
like a little
thing.
Video of you going, but they wait till the end of the show to do it. And I couldn't smile because I'd been crying. And so I was like, and the guy kept going, like, okay, come on, just a couple of
just
seconds.
Smile.
All I did.
What was
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Hey everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.